Welcome into this week's Scout's Eye, and this week we're joined by Assistant Director of Player Personnel, Andy Dingler. And Andy, you've been involved with the Jaguars for 17 years.
That's correct, yes, sir.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a great run. I've enjoyed it. Been very fortunate.
For you guys, this time of year, the draft is over with, the OTAs and mini camps are over with. What do you guys do? Hang out at the pool and drink cocktails with umbrellas in it?
Well, I think a lot of people believe that, but what we really do is focus on next year's players. We try to get a two-year database of their play as juniors and then as a senior to see if there's any changes, how they've improved, especially the young guys that maybe were junior college transfers and haven't had much experience. So what we really try to do is get a lot of tape work done on them, an initial background.
Right. And so you're looking basically at the rising seniors now to formulate a game plan for the fall, right? Because, I mean, how many major colleges are there in the country?
I think 119 or 100. I might be wrong on that, or 121, but there's a ton of them. So what we try to do is we belong there. There's two scouting combines. There's National and Blesto. I started out as a National Scout many years ago, and we now belong to National. So what we do is their scouts go out as we go to test this year's draft-eligible players. They look at next year's rising seniors, and they are allowed to do get a height, weight, hand and arm, give them the Wunderlich test, and run them in a couple 40s if they're allowed at the school.
Does that happen at, you know, at the school, or is that at some type of central location like the combine?
No. The underclassmen, each school sets up a time for, you know, the scouts to come through and to test them. And if you're a team scout and they're having their senior day and their junior day on the same day, you can time guys. Like I timed guys at University of Wyoming this year.
Okay.
You know, and what we try to do is pinpoint, you know, usually, you know, like at FSU or in, you know, Florida, Ohio State, all those schools, you're going to go in every year. Mm-hmm. It's the other schools, the mid-majors, the D1AA schools, where they might have prospects. And if they're good enough, then it kind of sets where we need to send our personnel into next fall. So it's really, you know, investing your time and your money wisely for next fall.
We're basically putting a game plan together so that when the fall happens, you're efficient.
That's exactly correct. That's right. And kind of when you set up your visits in the fall, you know, we have six area scouts. They will canvas all the schools in their area that have prospects. We have two, a Western Regional and Eastern Regional, and there's Kyle O'Brien and myself really travel all over the country. So we're looking at, like, different tiers, the A players, the B players, and the C players. And really the area scouts really cover all three of them. Mm-hmm. And then the A's and B's are covered in the Eastern and Western Regional.
With the different scouts, for example, you're the Assistant Director of Player Personnel, and then you have just scouts. Scouts are on the road a ton, aren't they?
Yeah.
But, I mean, pretty much all fall, right, for 5 months out of the year?
And basically it's you're out 12 and you're home 2 days. So when you get home, you fly home late Thursday night or early Friday, and then you leave either Sunday evening. If you can get out Monday morning, most of the time you got to leave on Sunday to get to where you want to be. And I think a lot of people have a misconception that people say, well, you know, all you do is what games do you go to? I'm like, well, I enjoy going to games. I'm fortunate that we get to do that. But there's so much more that's involved through the week,
right?
You know, on your school visits.
Now, with some scouts that have a particular region, do they live in that region to make it more efficient for them in some cases?
I think in the past, yes, that's how it used to be. And theoretically, I think, you know, the information, it used to be to live in that area because you used to read the newspaper and it used to be more localized. And now it's, you know, with the internet, it's right. Not as paramount because there's so much more information that's readily available. So it's not as important to live there now as it was in the past.
Relationships have to be so important for the scouting process. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like anything else, you have to have people that you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
Scouts have to work hard to build those relationships at all those different schools, don't they?
Well, and it is a people business, you know, and we're fortunate, you know, for the majority of guys, I think, in football, they're self-driven, they're self-motivated, and it gives us an opportunity after a while to go into the school and really sit down and get to know people.